Musician Laura Marling has always been a seeker. If you haven't heard of her, she's an English folk singer who made her name as a teenager in the early 2000s.
He taps at my window, willing that I let him in.
She writes delicate, contemplative songs that draw from books and art. NPR's Vince Pearson talked with her about her new album.
Laura Marling was living in Los Angeles when she met her muse, several of them actually.
I think it was just the time when I was meeting a lot of incredibly talented women and wondering whether they have a unique approach to their discipline because of their femininity.
And as she wondered, she started writing songs, musical profiles of the women in her life.
She sings along to sailor's song in a dress that she made. She's gonna sing along, but it doesn't sound the same.
Marling considers the album a kind of musical investigation into femininity. She calls it Semper Femina.
That's Virgil, it's from the Aeneid. The full phrase is Varia me mutabile semper femina, which means fickle and changeable, always is woman. But I actually came across that in a book called Rebel Angels, and it was used in a very humorous context.
Oh no. You see it so well, thousand artists muse.
Marling says she's always been fascinated by this idea of the muse, inspiring others to perform great works of art.
And all of these different interpretations of muses and whether that role is inherently subjugating or not, and why it particularly seems to be attached to the feminine. And then, of course, I did it. I did exactly what I was trying to not do by sort of garnering inspiration through somebody's existence without asking them to participate in that creativity with me.
She gave herself a pass.
I didn't feel like I was taking advantage of someone. I was admiring them, and it sort of brought an inner peace in me to be able to understand that a bit better.
I do well to serve no well, my only guiding star.
Laura Marling's album is called Semper Femina. Vince Pearson, NPR News.
Semper Femina.